This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. I once worked with a very rich, very experienced TV producer. The two of us were part of a large team assembled by a network, and we were tasked with the job of figuring out how to fix a show. Now, the first episode of the show had yet to be filmed, but everyone involved with the project knew it was in trouble. After 2 weeks of rehearsals, most of which were attended by increasingly nervous studio and network executives, mindful that each day that the show refused to improve added roughly 15% to its overall budget, a frantic call went out for help. It was a pretty simple idea for a show. A long estranged brother and sister find each other after a near lifetime of separation. They reunite and try to become a family again. And I couldn't quite put my finger on what was wrong, but my older and more experienced colleague identified the issue immediately. The only way this show is going to work, he said, is if the two lead characters get together romantically. You've got to deal with the romantic tension you're creating. There was some eye-rolling around the conference room table. The younger writers of the series clearly thought that the older writer had slipped into early dementia and just didn't understand the premise of the show. No, see, the thing is, they said, they're brother and sister, so there isn't any romantic angle here. He looked at them with a withering expression. No, see, the thing is, he said with a sarcastic twang, it doesn't matter what you say they are. They're two attractive people on screen together, and the audience wants a romance. But this is a brother and sister story, they said. If we throw that out, we've got nothing. I've got news for you, the old-timer said. You've got nothing right now. And with that, he walked out, got into his Bentley, and drove home. You've got nothing right now is a pretty good way of analyzing the chances of an entertainment industry product, either TV or motion picture. Often, especially in the movie business, the something a movie has is a star or two or a famous director or some other element that studio executives assume will put people into the seats. But what my wise and very rich friend meant when he said, you've got nothing right now is, you've got nothing going on screen between the characters. The relationships aren't electric or intense or high stakes enough. Despite what market researchers and studio executives will tell you, people go to the movies and watch TV shows because they want to see characters interact with each other. They want to see two people change each other, mean something to each other. The hot molten core of a hit TV show or a successful motion picture is always a crackling, high-stakes human relationship, or several of those if you really want to make some money. And when you think about the movies that haven't done so well this year, say Tomorrowland, that's been the root of the audience's indifference. When you think of the shows that didn't quite catch fire last season, and there are too many of those to count, that's always the reason. Not so much concept or CGI effects or star power or time slot or marketing budget or any of the other many reasons we all come up with, and I'm as guilty as anyone, when our projects don't go big, but the real reason is almost always we've got too much of what doesn't matter, and of what does, we got nothing. And that's it for this week. Next week, we will forget how to laugh. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.